now we know the problems that have been encountered by the Joint Standing Committee on Defense with respect to quorum. The Rules Committee has tried to assist us to have a quorum of what is it, 11 or 13? Bulelwa, is it 11 or 13?
No, and the last point is thankful to the joint rules committee, which allowed you to operate an interim measure of 25 members.
25 is the full complement. So the quorum for 25 would be 13. That's right. So this is the problem that we have. But we, nevertheless, we understand the rationale behind the setting up of this type of committee, most in particular between the two houses. That is the history that we have spoken about in the past. So we are not questioning that history. All we are saying is the composition of the committee has made it very difficult for us to be able to execute our task quite effectively. About the legacy report that we are supposed to adopt, we have this report here with us, and whatever submissions that members were supposed to submit, they can be able to submit them here, and we can look at them and we can interrogate them. If we are agreed, we will incorporate them. If we are not agreed, we will not incorporate them. So if members wish to forego their contributions on the inputs into the report, that is fine. Yeah. Okay, let me just finish. So for now, there are copies that we have made, that we are busy making, just about some of the issues that needs to be captured in the report. So without necessarily tampering with the format, we have just flagged out a number of issues that we wanted to show that those issues were actually dealt with. But the manner in which they were captured in the legacy report, they were too generalized. So what we did was to flag them up a little bit. So we've given an example of how those issues should be reflected in the legacy report. Now, unfortunately, they are busy making copies now, and we'll be getting copies very soon. Yeah, that's about it.
Why are you making copies of your
colleague? You're on the floor.
Okay, thank you, Aluche. I think not to change the format, if this is the National Treasury template, Chair, I would just like to note then from the minutes that I have that the first page, there were some matters excluded, particularly 2013-14. The matters, there were some MOU discussion, there was the MV benefits, Ministry of Veterans benefits that were on the agenda, and also the issue of transformation that was on the agendas. So that was not captured in that particular year. That's on page one. If we go to the next one is, of course, on page three. I think the issue raised under recommendations regarding the intervention from presiding officers and the leader of government business. There's a typo error on the leader. To ensure timely submission of letters from the president on the employment of the SANDF. we also indicated that the Speaker's office and the chair should also be advised, and sometimes the Speaker's office do send the notice to the chair, but it's not then disseminated or given to the members of the committee. So we just wanted to add the two parts there, the Speaker and the chair, to also inform members timeously.
Which bullet?
That is bullet number 3 under recommendations, point 5. Then on page 6, I think there's a number of issues here. The table that is drawn up does not accurately reflect. If I look at the jurisdiction of this committee, what it actually does, there's a lot of duplication with the PC, what the JSD is doing. I'm looking at the issues of meetings held, that's fine. But if you look at legislation, there was a number of pieces of legislation, because this committee also has a role to play with all the different entities and the department and the Department of Military Vets. As captured under the PC's list of legislation, we should also note, because these matters are also referred to the Joint Standing Committee. They're like the Military Veterans Act, the Military Ombuds Act, the Defense Review matter that was discussed, the issue of the Private Members of Amendment Bill, the munition cluster munitions that we had discussed, that was an international agreement that we discussed and was officially accepted in Parliament yesterday, adopted. So those matters have not been captured correctly. Oversight trip taken, that is one. I do not know if we say an oversight trip, how it is defined, if it is to one facility or many facilities. On it's one trip, what includes. On page 6 itself, the table, Honorable Chair.
Page?
Page 6 of the old report.
Yeah, okay.
So I think that information is not accurate. We should just have a re-look at it. And then, of course, under briefings 4, there's just some typo errors under the draft benefits with a capital B, and then we've got expertise and in-house is a hyphenated word, and that is bullet point 3. So bullet point 2 and bullet point 3.
Chakasan, as well as appreciating the inputs made by Honorable Isel, but in our last meeting, a position was taken that members should submit to the Secretariat, so that when we come here, all our inputs should reflect in the report. Now, Honorable Isel is now making all these amendments and inputs today, when we are expected to discuss and adopt the report. So I'm not sure, and when I observe the number of additions that he's making, it's not just one addition. Yeah, they are substantial and they are completely now dealing with the whole report. I don't know how are we going to deal with this, because what it simply says is that this report is not complete.
Thank you, Honorable Member. Yeah, what you are saying is that firstly, that was our request to members, and unfortunately members failed to submit. So what we are trying to do right now, Honorable Masia, is that whatever recommendations, I mean whatever inputs that members have, members can give them to us now, as our colleague is doing. If we are agreed with some of the recommendations that he's making, then we can be able to adopt them. But if we are not not agreed with some of them, we will be able to indicate that. So those that you have made so far, if you can just write very quickly the three different paragraphs, what you can complete, and then we'll be able to look at them. Because the idea is, there is no other time now of making submissions.
I just want to make it easy. The other report of the PC actually covers all the legislation and issues. Why I'm raising it here is because under on page 4 we say departments and entities falling within the committee's portfolio, which means this committee here, as Department of Defense, Department of Military Veterans, the entities are Armed Corps, NCACC, Castle of Buddha, Office of the Military Ombud, Defense Service Commission. So all those entities actually, therefore I'm asking what is captured in the in the PC report, if that can be incorporated, because it's actually also part of the scope and responsibility of this committee.
No, I don't think we should go that far, because we had a workshop and we had the presiding officials separating the things. So I don't think we should do it. We should
but
go
then
that
this far. Is problematic.
I think what we should do is look at the issues that you want to make a contribution of for now. Let's look at the issues that you, those that you have proposed, can you write them down? Because my fear is if we take the portfolio committee report as it is and then we put it here, we will only discover later that we are creating a problem for the committee that is going to come.
Okay.
So I would be a little bit apprehensive about taking the portfolio committee on defense and military veterans report and placing it here. I would be a little bit hesitant to do that.
No, I'm not saying the poor, I'm saying only certain issues on legislation.
Have those specific issues.
Yeah, the legislation part of it, because it's part of the responsibility that we serve on both committees, Honorable Chair, that we...
No, that's the problem. We don't make legislation here. So we only make recommendations about
that's
legislation.
Correct. That's correct.
We don't pass legislation here.
No, I'm fully aware of that, Honorable Chair. We're only making recommendations. That's what I'm saying. That's within the scope of this committee, is to make those recommendations.
Okay. So if there are 2-3 issues that you want the committee to look at, can you highlight those specific issues? Don't refer generally to the portfolio committee report.
Okay.
Isolate those issues. Let us look at those issues. Manish?
Thank you, Chair. Just 2-3 points. Just to set the record straight, we were asked for submissions. I made a submission but said that my comments were so numerous that I'd like to meet the compiler of the report so that I could go through it with him or her personally. That appointment was not made with me. Hence, I have not made any inputs up until now. That's the first point. The second point, Chair, is the report presumably that we're going to adopt is this report, which we've just received. Does it, or could I ask through you, does it differ in any substantial way to the draft report which we received? And if it does, where does it differ? Then for me, 3 crisp issues. Obviously, Chair, the first report had numerous spelling mistakes and grammatical errors. I presume that has been cleaned up. That's one issue. The second issue, and I'm now talking to the old draft report. On page 9, paragraph 14, under recommendations, the legacy report said the first bullet point says scheduled a closed meeting to allow the chief of the SAF, I beg your pardon, to make a presentation on transformation. There's no need, in my view, for that meeting to be closed, and I think that in that paragraph, closed should be deleted.
And which bullet is that?
page 9, paragraph 14, recommendations. First bullet point reads, schedule a closed meeting. My recommendation is that we delete closed. Then, Chair, on page 11, paragraph A4, referring to closed meetings, the question of the second paragraph, the discussion on these issues revealed that members felt that the sanction provided for in case of non-compliance is not sufficient. The rule on divulging information as discussed in closed meetings should therefore be revised, etc., etc. I don't recall such a discussion, and I think that
Maybe you've lost me.
That's the old report.
Yeah, the old report. Which page? The old
page 11. Subparagraph A4.
Page 10.
Subparagraph A4, which reads closed meetings.
Okay.
My point, Chair, is I do not recall any discussion or any agreement in this committee about closed meetings. And certainly I don't recall any discussion or agreement in this committee about sanctions for revealing information in committees. And I would suggest that that paragraph be deleted. Those are my two primary recommendations, Chair.
Okay, very quickly, let's start with the closed meetings. Yeah, Chief.
And then your answers.
Yeah.
Thank you, Chairperson. Chairperson, as far as I'm concerned, because the legacy report, we are not doing it for ourselves, for future purposes of our meetings. We are doing the legacy report in order for the coming committee to then look at the strength of the committee. And if I read well here, the arguments that Honorable Manier have raised, I want to start from where he started. On the paragraph where you started. Schedule of closed meetings to allow the chief of the SAAF to make a presentation on transformation in the SAAF in cooperation with the offices of the speaker and the chairperson of the NCOP. Yeah. If the department feels that this matter, like it happened, that it requires a closed meeting. We have to apply, and it is the prerogative of the office of the speaker or the office of the chair of chairs that will weigh and see whether the application is sufficient or not. If it is not sufficient, it will be rejected. If it is sufficient, it will be allowed. Now, Chairperson, I'm rising because I do not want us to deprive ourselves for information on PT matters, because if we want an extensive report, and we think that the extensive report will require a close meeting according to the person who must come and make a presentation. I think it will be necessary for us to adhere to that until such time when the authority responsible says to us, no, it can't be a close meeting. Now, I do not agree with Honorable Manier on those facts.
Thank you, Honorable Manier.
No, thank you very much, Honorable Chair. I fully concur with what Honorable Manier is saying. You see, you can't recommend or delete what we have been debating these issues of open and closed meetings, Honorable Manier. I think let us just leave it as it is, because it is being beefed up by the issue of us, the A5 on page 12, the vetting issue, members who should be part of this joint standing committee, because there are things that can not be revealed which are not for public consumption. So the vetting issue of members will assist this joint standing committee to make sure that the information that is being given by the department, if it's sensitive, is that person who is listening qualified to have that kind of an information. So let's leave everything for the future of, we are shaping the future of those who will be coming. No longer for us. That's what we have seen happening during our tenure. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Yeah, on page 9, recommendations, bullet 1. A schedule of closed meetings to allow the chief of the South African Air Force to make presentations on transformation. It was not on transformation, colleagues. It was not on transformation. It was on other sensitive matters. We said meetings can be closed.
Yes.
And you remember very well when Honorable former Minister of Defense, Sisulu, was saying there is urgent information that she wishes to present, but unfortunately Parliament can't guarantee the safety of that information. That is very clear. We have discussed this issue. It was in V454. I looked at some of my notes. Some of these issues, they come from my notes. My co-chairperson was quite vehement about this issue, that the punitive measures of Parliament are not adequate. That is how we captured it. So we have discussed this issue. We can pass that issue on another time. On the new pages. Yeah, just a minute. On the new, on this, the new report that has been, it's not a new report, colleagues, but the same report. If you look at page 1, the format is a bit. It's not different from what Parliament says it should be. All we were doing here is to try to indicate those issues that were discussed on this particular financial year, 2013-2014. We are just isolating them. And we are saying to the Secretary, this is how she should isolate those issues. Not just write one paragraph. Here we show that the NCACC annual report was presented. And then we say about the special pension, how it came into being for the committee to take it up. These are matters that are there. And then the state law advisors, their intervention in assisting. And then the deployment of the South African National Defense Force is as a result of the presidency. And the presidency
on bullet 4 informs us through the letters. And we indicate as well that concerns were raised about the issue of the late arrival of correspondence. And then the last bullet on transformation. Transformation was not captured, but it was there in my notes. We had a meeting. Transformation, South African National Defense Force representativity, promotions, and so on. Now, all that we are saying is that when they finalize this part of the report, they must be able to flag the issues in the manner that we have done with the example of the 2013-2014. It becomes much more clearer. Because when you look at 2012-2013, it's just that one paragraph. It doesn't explain anything. 2013-2012, 2011-2012, 2010-2011. And the other thing is about the number of meetings. In my book, the one that I use for defense, we had 9 meetings. In 2013-2014. Those meetings were able to achieve a quorum. But the other 8 meetings were not able to achieve a quorum. So what we do, we take those issues into the next meeting where we have a quorum. So I was saying to the secretary, she must be able to flag out the report in that manner so that the next group of members who come, it must be very clear to them about what the committee did in the different financial years.
Can you check that on
the Yeah, that is all.
Once you are on the first page.
Yeah.
Didn't we say that this report cannot just be a report of the Joint Standing Committee on Defense on its activities and that you can We said it should be a legacy report on Joint Standing Committee.
Okay. You mean the heading?
Yes.
Okay. Okay, I think it's not there. Have you noted it? Thanks, Honorable. Yeah, Chairperson.
Can I suggest, Chairperson, that because they said this is a template, that it be put in brackets. That is just as an addition. Because if this is the template, maybe it might have a problem. Just as a suggestion.
Thank you very much, again, Honorable Chairperson. I'll beg to differ with Honorable Mark on this issue of putting it in brackets. The template is a standard kind of a guide, kind of. So once you put it on brackets, because we are going to submit this report for the purposes of the next what we call members will be coming. You see, that is why Comrade WPA is saying, let's correct this part on top. Because the exercise here, it's not for us, I repeat. No longer for us to dwell on it. That is why there is this confusion of when Honorable Issei was trying to recommend certain things, they clash with, because there's duplication, the PC and the joint. So we need to be very specific on this matter to say these matters are the work of the Joint Standing Committee. And the outstanding issues will be carried over to the 5th Parliament. Let us be clear on that. Thank you very much.
Chair, maybe to make it easier, the capturing of the first page of the old report as basically looking at the agenda of the committee for every meeting that took place. Now, if there's a fifth parliament that reconvenes, and of course the committees are in place, there should be a file which will have all the minutes in it, it will have all the reports and briefings, it will have, for instance, the legacy report, which will give an overview of all the matters. So if there's any specific matter that needs to be dealt with, that particular member of the committee can go to his file and access the report or the discussion that took place. So that does not have to be reflected in any detail, really, in the legacy report. The legacy report will only refer to the matter, and then from there it will be referred to the actual report. So we don't have to include it in, then it becomes a shorter legacy report with just an overview of what we've done. So maybe that will make it much easier for all of us.
In the legacy report, you simply state, anyone who wants more information, go to the legacy report.
I fully support Mfundisi on this one, you know, because that's the purpose of the exercise. Mm-hmm. Now it's for the second time. You always talk sense. Thank you.
Okay, honorable members, the last issue, the very last issue, is that the Special Pension Act. The Special Pension Act, you should capture that because you have to put it somewhere in the legacy report. The Special Pension Act was amended, and those recommendations were sent through the channel to finance. Now, unfortunately, they had an overload of work, and we were not able to put it into the system for processing. So our recommendations that we made through the state law advisors are going to lapse. So what we should do is just to mention that the next parliament, the fifth parliament, must be able to resuscitate the Special Pension Act to ensure that it doesn't exclude children as beneficiaries. That is the only thing that we can do. But for now, honorable members, we are done with all the recommendations and questions and everything. So I put, with this amendment, the entire legacy report of the Joint Standing Committee on Defense before you. Before I do that, honorable chair.
Thank you, Chairperson. I'm not very sure, maybe I might be taking us back, but if we are going to talk about the Special Pension Act, and on page 6 we've got legislation process, don't I need to support my good friend Ori? Maybe on 2013-14, instead of not applicable, we put one. Something of that nature. Because we are already talking about what we have processed. Thank you, Chairperson.
Thank you.
With all the amendments, I put the report before the committee.
Thank you, Chairperson. I move for the adoption of this report, legacy report, with the amendments.
Thank you. Any seconder? Sniper?
No.
Okay. Seconder. Yeah.
Chair, if you would record our objection.
The objection of the Democratic Party is recorded.
Chair, the truth is this committee over 5 years has let down the SANDF and let down South Africa. That's my final point.
Can I just find out? Can I just find out how do we note the objection? Do we say the DA or do we say Honorable Mani? Let's be very clear. Because he's saying we.
No, you like generalizing.
Honorable members, thanks for your attendance. This meeting is adjourned.
Congratulations.
I'm not sure.